Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there.
Good morning.
Favorite people all in one room. Well, in two rooms.
Or three.
Oh, yeah.
Vaughn included, yeah.
You can watch the show, radioalice.com/watch. We have a dude who puts up our HDTV stuff all morning long.
Cameras.
We are
fabulous. We're on Facebook Live right now.
Oh, we do that every morning.
We do that
first,
every morning.
The
yeah.
first break.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
I'm talking to them, not you. Now I'm talking to you. Hi. What's going on?
I want
to
hey.
How'd the party go?
Which party? The one on Saturday and Friday night?
How many parties did you go to?
Dude, I party all weekend. It's all I do. I live for the weekend when I can party. I party my ass off.
Nice.
So you partied with your boy, who's 18.
Yes.
I saw the cake on Instagram. Super cute.
It was so cute.
Adorable. Nice.
Made it for him with the special buttercream frosting, Vinny. You got to have that. Two sticks of butter, bunch of confectioner sugar, cap full of vanilla. Come on.
That's way too much.
You mean it's awesome.
Confectioner sugar is the stuff they put in that, those Thai coffees, right?
It's powdered sugar. It's not like, I think you're thinking of
condensed milk.
Evaporated milk or whatever it's called.
Okay, no, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, no, it's really just, it's powdered sugar.
All right.
It's like what they might sprinkle on your pancakes.
Well, I liked
it too. If
you don't
say, keep that crap off of there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I choose to believe you went yellow and blue for the Warriors, though.
I know. Well, yes. Fine.
Convenient.
Yes, it was convenient, actually. No, it was, it's for Berkeley.
And then, so you party with your boy and then another party?
We went to Kokari.
Oh, how was it?
Delicious, as always.
Wait, where's our thing?
Hooman was there. I know, shame. Super
Hooman
shame.
Was
he was there.
There.
Was he there already? Or?
He was there already. He was sitting at the
Obviously,
bar.
Obviously, he knew you were going to be there.
Well, I think he might have
Well, I'm the one
going to be there already.
I know.
Well, of course you are. I mean, hello.
Oh, so you went to meet them.
No, I had another meeting with someone else before she asked me to book that.
Yeah, who was that guy? Looked like some banker or something.
He's like a missionary guy who, you know, goes to all the tech companies and, you know, talks to them. Yeah, you know, there's, you know, like LinkedIn and Facebook and Google, there's a bunch of Christians and he gets together with those guys and, you know, they set up like Bible studies.
So he's like an executive Christian dude.
Yeah, yeah. His name's Roy. Roy.
He was very nice. So we didn't even realize he was there. They'd taken us to our table and we're walking by the bar. I don't know if you know how it's set up there. There's like...
And Hooman goes, welcome to my other home.
Well, I actually saw him. I was like, oh my God, what are you doing here? As if I didn't know.
What do you mean, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
When I'm not at your house or at work, I'm here.
Exactly, because I don't spend time at my apartment. Do you have stock in Kokari?
Tell the truth for once.
If I did, it would be worth a lot. No, it's just, you know, happens to be the number one restaurant in the city.
It happens to be three
blocks from here. Three blocks.
I know, it couldn't be more convenient.
I know, and everything I was doing that night was right in this area, so...
Well, anyway, it was lovely, and then we went home, and we're rewatching all the Silicon Valleys with my youngest kid who hasn't seen him yet, and it's funny, we've been doing that with a couple series, like we did it with Game of Thrones, because my younger son hadn't watched it yet, and it's really fun to watch him. You are amazed how much you've forgotten and how many funny little things there are.
I can't remember anything, and when you rewatch something, you're like, oh!
Right.
Or you actually get something like, oh,
right.
That's what that meant. Oh,
right.
Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, so we did that, and it was actually a pretty early night, because, you know, I got up at 4.
So on Friday, right.
Yeah. And then Saturday, we did some work on the backyard, which is never going to be done. And
awesome.
Like literally never. It's never going to be done.
Aww.
And then we played cards with some friends. And my girlfriend, she just keeps breaking herself. Like she broke her rib a couple weeks ago. She broke her foot on Saturday.
Who's this?
My friend Ariane.
And I just felt so bad for her. Like, she's hobbling around. She's on crutches.
She drinks a lot?
She doesn't. She runs. And so she keeps... She wiped out so hard a couple weeks ago. Like, she ribboned her hands and broke her rib.
That's the one you went to...
Chicago with. And then, so she came and she's all hobbling around. I feel so bad for her. I know.
That reminds me of a story I have right on top of the pile for Vinny. The headline is, "Mother who broke neck sneezing breaks it again while laughing."
Oh, for God, lady.
Wow.
How do you break your neck sneezing?
Vinny will tell us later.
I've heard
people to do the story.
Who throw their back out sneezing.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that for sure.
But
to actually break your neck.
Yeah, I think my mom broke a rib coughing one time.
After a bong hit?
Probably.
No, you know, she had so many other problems.
She liked her pot, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was good for her. It's great for her.
Mm.
Helped her eat. She wasn't in as much pain. She didn't have to take the medications as much when she smoked weed.
She was in all that pain when you were in high school, too?
Sure. Ever since I was little. Mm-hmm. Lifelong pain stuff going on.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
Bummer.
Total bummer. What'd you do this weekend, Vinny?
So, one of the things I did this weekend, which I just wouldn't have expected myself to do, was I watched...
Oh, is that nail polish?
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's got nothing to do with anything.
Well, I see your hands to your face, and now I see them.
It's pretty purple.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It's like a lavender.
Lovely.
Yeah, I got most of it. It's like wearing, I don't know how women wear this stuff. It's like wearing a sweater on each fingertip.
Yeah. You get used to it. It does feel heavy.
Yeah. But you do.
It's like lipstick or makeup. Right. You feel earrings. You feel it on
you.
But then you get used to it pretty fast.
Yeah.
Feel naked without it.
Do you get to pick the color or how does that work?
No, I was ordered purple for the fingers and that dark gray or black for the toes this time.
Oh, nice.
Sexy.
Yeah. Sure, if you say so. I watched the Grateful Dead documentary.
Oh, God, did you?
Yeah. So,
what'd you think?
Well, I'm so torn by the Grateful Dead. First of all, I've never purchased an album,
right?
But I've been to 5 or 6 shows,
right? You spent some of those in the parking lot, though, right?
Well, I mean, that's part of the thing, and right. it actually is part of the documentary too. Here's a band that starts on Hate Street during the hippie days, during the acid tests. And you hear that, acid test. What does that mean? These guys did acid every day.
Ugh.
Every day.
They lived their whole lives on acid.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I mean, later down the line, I think they stopped doing it every day. But there's a line in the documentary that says, in the 70s, we did acid every day. And
I can't even imagine. That just seems like I would need like weeks of preparation.
Wait, did you,
a full plan.
Did you ever do it?
No. Oh,
so you don't even know.
No.
It wears you out. One time it wears you out.
You don't get used to it. Like if you did it 5 days in a row, you wouldn't be like, well, this again.
No. I don't know how it's possible, but these were people who just somehow survived themselves.
But it seems like it's such an experience that to do it every day would almost just would like ruin the, you know, you always hear about, oh, that one time when I tripped.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, like a month should go by. Like that should be like the minimum recovery time.
It's all in there and it's super interesting. And there's video of every place here in the Bay Area where they do shows and where Jerry came up and as they started. And there's a point which I found just hysterical because they ended up moving towards Marin, a lot of those guys.
Yeah, a bunch of their people have houses up there.
Right.
We looked at a house Phil Lesh had built
at
one point years ago.
Okay, so the reason they moved is because tour buses were driving down Hate Street going, and the Grateful Dead lives in the house on the right.
Oh.
And they could hear the buses announcing out there.
Hey, Jerry!
And they're like, we got to get out of here.
It's
time to leave.
Jerry!
We got to live up on the windy roads where tour buses can't go.
So from that standpoint alone, it was worth just seeing, you know, the local connection that they have. But the tear I have, too, is, I mean, Jerry was a drug addict.
Mm.
I mean, he was doing heroin and died in rehab, which is the worst part because at least it seems like he was trying to get it together and then didn't get there in time or something, right, and had a heart attack. But I always felt like if you were in an audience or at a Dead show, walking in the parking lot, the amount of lost souls that were there, the wanderers, the people who were just on tour with the band and had checked out a life and somehow were living this parking lot life, I always felt like these guys, just to save these people, should stop touring for a little while. And it never occurred to
give everyone a break.
That they should do it to save themselves as well.
Right. Because you all need a break. A 1 month break.
That was it. Jerry was someone who, for whatever reason, felt he needed to keep this machine rolling. It didn't end well. I mean, now they're still playing. They just played Shoreline, Dead End Company, which is, you know, some of the members. I don't think they still do all those drugs, though, do you?
Oh, Lord, no. How could they?
They're
honestly
in their 60s.
Right.
Then again, I know, you know, I bet you the parking lot was filled with people tripping.
Oh, there's no question that the audience is still doing the drugs. There's no other reason to go to one of those shows.
Different kind of drugs. Maybe the edibles and...
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Did you guys... I have a story about Lionel Richie's bass player.
I
saw it, too.
It's crazy.
Yikes.
I know. Well, it just makes me think, oh, I'm glad I don't do those.
I think it's something. Right. It can't just have been that.
I agree with you. It seems like bath salts or something. Or something.
Or PCP.
Right.
It sounds PCP-ish.
Yeah.
Well, she'll tell you the story if you don't know. If it is coming. Yeah. There's a tease, everyone.
Yeah.
Weird.
Maybe I'll move it up because I wasn't going to do it till 7, but that totally reminds me.
So anyway, I watched that, and that was four hours.
I can't believe you watched that whole thing?
I'm interested in music, and I was interested in a lot. They actually, for all the drugs they did, they were pretty... They loved music. They really did. When they show this scene about what they were trying to do to get the best possible sound at their live shows, they had these... A wall of sound, they call it, and it's 500 individual speakers that they stacked for every show. And these drug addicts, their group, the road crew, are all drug addicts. They're all wasted, hoisting these speakers at each one to get this wall. And they're talking about how it took 4 hours to get the thing built in the morning, and then 4 hours at the end of a four-hour show to get this stuff taken down. And meanwhile, they're all doing LSD, mushrooms, pot, booze.
It's exhausting.
And they go through...
Just hearing about it is like, oh, I feel sick now.
They go through, as they hit the 80s and 90s, they go through, this guy's dead, this guy's dead, this guy... And because how could you not?
Right.
How do you survive it?
You burned that a little too fast.
So anyway, I just... Oh, and you know who's in it? I'm watching the thing, and there's Wiz.
Oh, my God, really?
Our boy Wiz Leonard from...
ILM,
Skywalker
Lucasfilm.
Sound.
Skywalker Sound, yeah.
He's in it.
Mm.
So you know he does the...
He still does it, right?
Engineer for their live shows.
So he was at... Shoreline then.
Could you even recognize him?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
With the little bushy hair and...
No, well, they show him young, but they also showed him interviewed today talking about some event that went down in the 70s. And it's...
Well, he's one of the ones who made it.
Wiz, good for you!
And didn't just make it. Like, that guy actually... He's got such a plum gig, man. We went up there
living
to cut...
the dream.
We're in a little movie called Flight with Denzel Washington, and because Dennis Wiz knows us, he had asked us, you know, can you guys come in and just cut the... There's a radio show that's going to be playing in the background, and we want you guys to be on it. So we got to go up, and he comes riding up on a bike, and we're like, oh, wow, your bike. He goes, that's not my bike. It's just one of the bikes here.
Right, the life.
You hop on a bike. As we'd driven, you know, on the Lucas Ranch, you drive through, and it's its own place. Like, listen, in the apocalypse, that is total... Well, I shouldn't tell you to go there because I really want to be alone there.
Yeah, you've spilled this.
But man, you know that guy's got a bunker and everything. I mean, it's totally sustainable. Like, they've got all... They're growing food. They've got livestock. There's
their own
grapes.
Fire station,
they've
right?
They've got their own everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy what's going on out there. And you wind your way through that, and you get to this old building. It looks old, but it's, you know, state of the art. go in there. It's just like, remember even that room we were in? It was like a, it was a Foley room. Which
it was
is,
a closet almost.
Yeah, but it was, but every surface was covered in something that would make a different sound if you scratched against it or hit on it. I mean, it was just a room full of like, you know, there's some bare metal over there and there's like a wall of like hairbrushes that you could make. I don't know what you'd need that
so
for.
So cool.
Right, but it was a, it was point. An old-timey room in the middle of all of this
sure.
stuff.
Opulence.
In the middle of Star Wars, the place Star Wars built. Right. There's a Foley closet.
Right. Where we stood in there and...
Look, watch these shoes go clip-clop, clip-clop.
On different surfaces right. all over the place.
So stupid.
It was awesome, though. Yeah. That's so funny. Of course he was in it.
So that was cool. I actually texted him. I was like, I'm watching you on the...
What did he say?
He said, yeah, I haven't seen it yet. He's
well, you got to find 4 hours.
He was saying I just can't watch myself, and a lot of that is close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jerry was his friend, mm-hmm. and Jerry died. So,
and I'm sure a lot of those people were his friends, and they're all dead.
Well, they talk about it, and they now they look back and they just go, I, you know, you can't tell addicts anything anyway, but maybe we should have stopped.
Maybe we should have took a minute there.
I don't know. Acid every day. Mm. I don't know. I don't know how anything's left of them.
Yeah.
I really don't. Like.
And yet, clearly.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Some of them are still alive.
And then I just exercised. I mountain biked and I ran. And, you know, I'm trying to get myself pulled together before summer.
Mm.
It's here.
You're going to be shirtless soon, Vin.
Yeah.
We're going to need pictures of that.
Oh,
yes,
really?
We are.
Anybody else have something to...
Well, I was just going to say, I couldn't find a really great picture of it, but I'll bring it in during the break. Wiz was basically the engineer for Woodstock when Jimi Hendrix played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have the shot of where he was. I'll show it to you.
Now, he's got a really good scene in the movie, too, where he's talking about how he did the sound for their live shows where he's recording... But he goes out to take a look at the band as they're, you know, playing. And mm-hmm. he just goes, I don't want to go back to the truck. The show is where all the fun is. The truck is boring. He doesn't say it like that, but so he just leaves the truck.
Oh.
You know, the recording's on.
It's sure. I mean, he's assuming everything's fine.
Right.
You hope. Yeah.
But, you know, there he is at the show as the band's expecting their guy is taking care of the sound. And
right.
their guy is actually with the spinners. Oh, the spinners. That's one of my favorite things. Okay, I was doing LSD at this Grateful Dead show and was tripping. And I was at Irvine Meadows, mm-hmm. and I'd lost my friend. Well, I didn't lose him. I mean, we were all just wandering around this.
You were all still at the same place.
I found myself up in the grass area where these girls were all in these flowy outfits and these jangly jewelry, and they're all spinning. In circles.
Oh.
And I just found myself sitting in the middle of all these women spinning in circles. And I was just, you know, like a heaven thing is happening to me. And they're in there, and the spinners are a known thing. They're at all the shows. They just spin for 4 hours.
It seems like you would fall down eventually.
Maybe the LSD keeps you
balanced.
You're
floating.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You're floating.
Mm. We're late. Sorry, everyone.
You know, look at our clock, Vinny. It's like, oh.
Oh, it's 1:10.
Oh,
yeah, it's 1:10 in the morning.
Weird.
I guess.
Well, I'm early. I'm going to get out of here.
All right. We'll see you in a few hours, guys. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back. Happy Monday, and thanks for being here with us this morning.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.